This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Starting today, high school seniors in Illinois can use a new online tool to express interest in attending the state's public universities and community colleges. Through the one-click college admit program, they can gain admission using only their GPA. No college exams, no essays, letters of recommendation, or application fees necessary. Governor J.B. Pritzker and other state leaders are touting the tool as a way to make college more accessible for Illinois residents. However, previous research has shown the kind of direct admissions program does not increase college enrollment. That's in large part because it does not address college affordability. Tuesday was the first day of school for thousands of preschool students in Chicago. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Saldana reports they started a day later than the rest of Chicago public school students. CPS officials this year decided preschool students should start on Tuesday rather than on Monday, like all other students. Mom Suna Morgan walked into Emmett Till Fine and Performing Arts School on the city's south side, holding her four-year-old son's hand. She says she liked the idea of her son starting a day later.
It gives them the time to kind of recuperate and get their own little spot, little shine, I guess, whatever you want to call it. It's just new beginnings, new beginnings.
CPS offers free full-day pre-K for every four-year-old in Chicago. Last year, more than 17,000 preschool students were enrolled. Four residential buildings along DeSable Lakeshore Drive experienced window damage during an air and water show practice on Friday. That shattered glass came after residents across the north side heard some loud blasts. The U.S. Air Force denies that its Thunderbirds went supersonic at any point. Aeronautics professor Matthew Clark at the University of Illinois says videos of the blast showed those were clearly sonic booms. He says it's possible that part of a plane and not the whole aircraft exceeded the speed of sound. Lakeview residents described the booms to the Sun-Times as an earthquake and, quote, kind of scary. And after a hot start to the season, Chicago Cubs are struggling. They're 7-9 so far this month, with many of the wins coming thanks to strong pitching, and they're now 9 games back of the Milwaukee Brewers for the division lead. The offense is slumping badly. An all-star right fielder, Kyle Tucker, is at the center of it. Since the start of July, he's hitting with a .189 average and has only 3 extra base hits. He'll be getting a few games off to try to reset. Cubs president Jed Hoyer says Tucker is too good of a player to think he won't snap out of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not for lack of effort on either the coaching side or the, on Kyle's. And I mean, I think that it's hard to get out of a slump sometimes, and, hopefully it happens soon. But, yeah, I guess I would say there's definitely some urgency to get out of it, but it just hasn't happened yet.
The Cubs don't have a day off until Monday. You're listening to The Rundown. Everybody knows Wisconsin as the land of cheese. But in Chicago, one industry expert wants the local cheese scene to ripen. Chicagoan Alicia Norris-Jones is part of a new wave of cheesemongers who want to make Goudas and cheddars more approachable. She's even got a cameo in a new documentary. WBEZ's Courtney Kippers has more.
On a recent Sunday afternoon, I'm sitting on the patio of Beautiful Rind, a cheese shop along Milwaukee Avenue in Logan Square. I'm with Jones, who has just taken a bite out of a smooth piece of golden Gouda.
Oh, this is really good. It's so premium.
Jones has been working in the cheese biz for the last 6 years. As a Black woman, she's pushing for the industry to become more inclusive. The cheese we've just tasted comes from Marika Gouda in western Wisconsin.
It's kind of a cliche to say this, but like happy cows make good cheese. Happy cows make happy milk. And these cows are really, really happy.
We're working our way through a board of 5 cheeses that Jones has selected. It includes a mild Midwest cheddar, a stinky Tennessee blue cheese, and a very pungent washed rind selection from Virginia. We go in for that last one.
So it's going to be a raw cow's milk cheese, and I'm going to use very scientific words for this. On the nose, I'm getting foot, maybe a little diaper.
Yeah, the smell is like a little bit gym shoe, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Let's see the taste.
Oh, yeah, it's surprisingly mild.
Yeah. And, like, the texture, like, it's, like, nice and squidgy. I would almost say plush. Like, that makes it a little bit easier as well.
Jones has just appeared in the documentary Shelf Life, which premiered last year at the Tribeca Film Festival and screened this summer in Chicago. The film explores the parallels between aging cheese and our aging human bodies. On screen, Jones, who is 38, talks with her best friend's father, who is in his late 60s.
When did you know that you achieved your ripeness? Life felt good. Everyone knew you for, like, who you were.
Jones's cheese journey began, in some ways, when she was a kid, growing up in Boston.
My favorite thing to eat when I was growing up is Kraft Singles. It was easily available, also has kept so many, like, families fed, and I kind of hate the stigma against it. Like, as a cheesemonger, I love Kraft cheese, and I think there's nothing wrong with that.
But her real foray into this world came when she was working at Publican Quality Meats, when she tried a cheese that changed it all.
At the first bite of the cheese, I could feel like I was in Wisconsin. I knew that the cows and, like, this milk was so much different than what I've ever experienced before, and, like, could feel, like, those, like, the life inside of that wheel. And, like, it felt like music. It felt like art. And it was just like, oh, this is very different from a Kraft single. And, like, I want more of this. I want to, like, see what else is out there. I want to get freaked out. And that's kind of what started me on the journey here.
Despite shops like the one we're at, Jones says Chicago hasn't really realized its potential as a top-tier cheese town.
We have such a beautiful, like, restaurant scene, and we're all kind of waiting for cheese to catch up.
She's got big plans to be part of that future.
I want to be 75 years old, still pouring wine and talking about cheese.
Someday, she says, she hopes to have a shop of her own where she can do just that. After all, she says,
cheese is for everyone, and everyone should come to the table.
Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Weather for today, humid, near steady temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain late, low near 69. Tomorrow, cloudy with some sun in the afternoon, chance of sprinkles, highs in the mid 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.